left to die in a big rig.
These people went through a torturous experience.
Lawmakers to meet with Trump's son-in-law.
There's a great many questions that we'll have for Mr. Kushner.
New Western wildfires.
It certainly is an unpredictable season, and it's hard to say exactly what will happen.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A horrible scene in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio. A sweltering tractor-trailer truck packed with people from Mexico and Central America. CBS's Mark Strassman has more on this deadly case of human trafficking.
Police and emergency responders found eight people already dead and dozens more overheated and struggling to survive.
Paramedics and firefighters found that each one of them had heart rates over about 130 beats per minute. They were very hot to the touch.
Overnight Sunday, a Walmart employee was approached by one of the victims asking for water. The employee called 911. Investigators believe more than 100 people rode the trailer into San Antonio.
In all, now nine are dead, and a 60-year-old suspect will appear today in federal court. President Trump's son-in-law is out with a statement just before he talks to a Senate committee behind closed doors. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Ahead of his testimony in private before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Jared Kushner has released his opening statement. In it, he flatly denies any collusion with Russia through the campaign. He details four contacts, describing one with the Russian ambassador as little more than a handshake, and that meeting in June 2016 with Russians set up by his brother-in-law, John Jr. He calls that a waste of time. In fact, he says he texted an assistant to call him to give him an excuse to leave that meeting. Kushner is expected to meet tomorrow with the House Intelligence Committee. Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort have been invited to sit with the Senate Judiciary Panel on Wednesday. Steve?
Well, last night on Twitter, President Trump said if Republicans do not repeal and replace Obamacare, the repercussions will be far greater than anyone understands. The Senate plans a vote tomorrow, but it's not clear what will be in the bill. Overseas, more than 30 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan. The blast occurred in an area that's home to some prominent politicians. Reporter Suna Angel Rasmussen is in Kabul via Skype.
This is part of the Taliban's summer offensive, warm weather offensive, and I think we'll probably see more similar attacks in the months to come, unfortunately.
And there's been more violence in the Middle East.
There were angry protests in Amman where a guard at the Israeli embassy shot dead two Jordanians after he was attacked with a screwdriver. The incident complicates Jordanian efforts to resolve a dispute over new Israeli security measures at a Jerusalem holy place that has sparked Palestinian riots and stabbing attacks. U.S. Envoy Jason Greenblatt has been sent to Israel to mediate. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
An American student detained in China for a week has now been released. Guthrie McLean allegedly injured a taxi driver who was roughing up his mother, Jennifer, during a fare dispute. Montana Senator Steve Daines.
At this point, we're just celebrating that Guthrie is back home with Jennifer. Again, Jennifer said prayers answered. We're grateful.
Jennifer McLean lives in China. Her son was there visiting. Fire crews have stopped the growth of the wildfire that destroyed dozens of homes near California's Yosemite National Park. CBS's Maria Villarreal is watching a new California fire that broke out over the weekend.
Firefighters pulled water lines into backyards and launched an aerial assault to protect homes from fast-moving flames in Highland, California.
It just started.
Homeowners hosed down their property as the blaze rolled down the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains. It's at least the third fire to target this area east of Los Angeles in the last month.
In parts of the Midwest, people are dealing with flood water yet again. Storms yesterday caused the already swollen Fox River to rise once again, causing new problems in Wisconsin and Illinois. One man is missing in floodwaters in northern Kentucky. A court in Britain is considering some new evidence in the case of a terminally ill 11-month-old boy. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Charlie Gard's parents are back in a London court today, pushing to allow a Columbia University doctor to perform experimental treatment on their profoundly brain-damaged son, who has a rare genetic disease. British pediatric surgeon Ravi Jayaram, among those doubting that further treatment will deliver any miracles.
It's probably right that the treatment will help his muscles work better, but it's a question of whether that will actually reverse any damage that has already been done.
The child's doctors continue to insist he should be taken off his ventilator, ending a life they say is one of suffering. Steve?
Well, correspondent Sam Litzinger tells us there's a new analysis of the years right after a person suffers a stroke.
One stroke increases your chances of having another stroke. It also increases your chances of having a heart attack or dying for at least 5 years. Dr. Richard Swartz is a neurologist at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center and the study's senior author.
People, despite being treated for stroke prevention and surviving their early high-risk period with no recurrences, their one-year risk of having any of those bad outcomes was almost 10%. Their five-year risk was over a third.
He says stroke patients need to follow up with their physicians long-term to increase the odds they'll make it. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
One of golf's great young players had to summon all of his skills late in the final round to take home one of the sport's major titles.
It was a day of drama and emotion. 23-year-old American Jordan Spieth went into the British Open's final round with a three-stroke lead and ended it by the same margin, but that wasn't nearly the story. Spieth lost his lead by the ninth hole, and then it was a shootout with Matt Kuchar until Spieth grabbed it back with three birdies and an eagle.
This is a dream come true for me. This is absolutely a dream come true.
As British Open champion, Spieth hoists the claret jug and takes home $1,845,000. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Well, crashes and intense heat marked the NASCAR race in Indianapolis. Temperatures in the cars hit around 130 degrees. The winner, Casey Kane, needed IV fluids after it was over. There was sharp viewer backlash on social media after the Discovery Channel's race pitting Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps against a shark. After plenty of buildup, it turned out Phelps swam against a simulated shark, and he lost. It seems more couples looking to make a family are taking a road that had been less traveled. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
When it comes to adopting children in foster care, attitudes are changing.
Over the past few years, we've seen truly a significant increase, about a 7% increase of Americans who, when they're thinking about adopting, are thinking about foster care adoption.
That's an all-time high, according to Rita Saronin, president and CEO of the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Of the 110,000 kids waiting for adoption in foster care, Saronin says more than 20,000 will age out, putting them at risk of homelessness and joblessness. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's a court hearing in Maine today over the Republican governor's effort to grant clemency to a dog that was to be euthanized for attacking two others, killing one of the dogs. Earlier efforts to spare the pooch failed. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.